I want to go through a sugya, which is negeya to a lot of protim in our day-to-day life. We're not going to be able to finish it in one. I just want to start. This is what I'm doing now is the chinuch. I want to learn the chinuch inside. Poshut, this is the tip of the iceberg. Oh, but this is the beginning of a long parsha, which perhaps some of it might be chidushim to you. There's a halacha. On Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to break a bone. Etzem le'shish b'ruboy, there's a mefurash apostle, etzem le'shish b'ruboy, that you're not allowed to break a bone from the Korban Pesach while you're eating it. Okay. Says the chinuch always looks for a tam al pisechel behind what lies in the mitzvah. Avada, there's more reasons to what lies behind the mitzvah, but he always gives a reason in every mitzvah that will be mekubal al pisechel. So he says like this: Mishor she mitzvah lischay nisei mitzrayim. Right, the shayrish, the root of the mitzvah, is to remind us of the nisim that hamde mitzrayim. The gamze, geze min hashayrish haniska, she'ein kovod livnei melochim v'yetzei oretz, legare hatzomus u'lushabrim keklovim. It's not kovod for bnei melochim. I guess the klal Yisrael is coming an am kodesh, a goy kodesh. And Klal Yisrael are becoming now the princes, the coming B'nai Melochim, the bonim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not covered that they should be schlepping bones and breaking them kiklovim like dogs. Lo yo'is lasis kacha. It's not fitting to do such a thing. Kim laniya om hara'ivim. Poor people who are starving, hungry, they'll break the bones, they'll suck the bones, they'll do this, they'll do that. It's not covered to sit by a table and to sit and break every single bone, make sure you got every piece of chicken out of the bone. Va'al kein, therefore, b'tchilas bo'yenu li'yeskula kohol amim, when Klal Yisrael are starting off to become the princes of all nations, they're becoming a special nation. This is by Yitzias Mitzrayim coming to Har Sinai, and there the Ribbono Shel Olam told us, v'atem tiyu mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. You've got to be a princely nation and a gay kodesh. So therefore, one of the halachas is you've got to know how to eat. And therefore it's not covered for b'nei melochim, who are coming, princely people, to eat, breaking the bones, sucking at the bones, whatever you have to do. You've got to know how to eat. And b'chol shana v'shana bo'is hazman, every year when it comes to this time, Pesach time, Royal Lalun Rasis Maisim Hamare Bonu Hamaila. You've got to do Maisim, we've got to do a Maisa, which shows us our Maila that we got at this time. Comes Pesach time, there's a halach of Etzem Leisish Beruboy, to rejuvenate the Inyan of what we were given, Lachat Chila, that we are Am Segula, we're a special nation. Umitoich. And through this maisa and this dimyon comparison that we are doing, it will become implanted in us and it will become second nature that we behave like princely people. This is the first yisoid that the chinuch brings down, that mitoich ha-maisa va-dimyon she-anachno oisim, that through our maisa, or anything that we're comparing, we're trying to do some sort of dimyon, that we do, nikva b'nafshesheinu, it becomes second nature, and it stays with us forever. That means once a year, we're reminded that we became an Am Segula. It comes Chodesh Nisan, Yetzias Mitzrayim. All the halachos connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim happens again, and we're trying to be mechadish the halacha of Liyos Am Segula v'Goy Kodesh. We're trying to remember that we became a princely nation and we became a special nation. So if we behave in a certain way once a year, it'll become second nature that we will always be this way. Ve'al tachshev b'ni, litvos al devarei v'loima. Don't chap me on my words and say, v'lomi yitzave oisona Hashem yizbach lasis kolela zichron oisa anes. What do we need so many mitzvahs as echet tzias mitzrayim? We always have a problem. There's a problem that every second mitzvah you always say is echet tzias mitzrayim. Say one mitzvah and finished. Echet tzias mitzrayim. That will remind us. What do you need? 50 different mitzvahs as echet tzias mitzrayim. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom command us so many different mitzvahs? You put on tefillin, Zeichel Yisrael, Shabbos, Zeichel Yisrael, matzahs, chometz, anything you do is Zeichel Yisrael. One mitzvah is enough to remember us on that nes. Haloi bezichron echad yala davu ma'achshav zeinu. With one remember, one mitzvah, which will remind us of Zeichel Yisrael, v'leishkach mepizareinu. And we won't forget it. What do we need so many mitzvahs? Every day we have to say the man tiska is yom tzitzchom, it's mitzrayim, it's a halacha, it's a mitzvah, tzitzis, everything. Say one mitzvah and fatik. Kilayim b'chochma t'taspein aldil. It's not from your chochma that you're going to chap me on this. U'machshevas hanoi yasiyach ledabekin. And it's, machshevas hanoi is basically saying, it's your immature way of thinking that you're going to chap me on this. V'ato b'ni. He says, listen my son. In Bino, if you understand Shimel Zois, listen to this. V'hate oznecho shma. Bend your ear and listen. Alamed cholahoyel b'toyr of a mitzvahs. I'm going to teach you something that will help you right across the border in all Torah mitzvahs. Da, you should know one thing. Ki yo'odon nifal kafi pu'loisof. A person acts according to his actions. Now this is a famous saying that the Chinuch brings down, and all other Rishonim talk about it. Nisir Zishon talks about it. Adam nifal kafi pu'loisof. This is something which goes against the grain of most people, of most thinking people. Adam nifal kafi pu'loisof means that a person reacts and is influenced by the way he talks and the way he speaks and the way he dresses. And what he does. There's no such thing as that you're not affected. There's no such thing as walking around and saying that my heart and my machshava is one way, but I can react in a different way. If I act in a certain way, it will have an effect on me at the end of the day, and I will be who I am the way I act. There's no such thing as two separate entities. And this is a yesod gadol all the way down the line. V'liboy, this dak, ki odom nifal kefi pu'loisof, a person reacts and behaves according to the actions that he does. V'liboy v'chol machshavoisof, tomid achamaisof. His machshava and his heart, it always goes after his action. Shuhu oisik v'em im tovim ra, whether he's good or bad. V'afilu rosh ha-goma b'liboy, even a rosh ha-goma in his heart, V'chol yitzeh machshavos libei rak rak kol yom. All his machshava is k'neged Torah, all day. Im yer ruchay, if suddenly he gets a ha'ara, if suddenly he wakes up, v'yosim hishtadluse v'oiske ba'asmoda b'Torah v'mitzvahs, and he suddenly decides to sit down and learn, and suddenly to do a mitzvah, afil l'shleil l'shem shemayim, even if it's l'shleil l'shem shemayim, miyad, straight away, yinata el ha'toiv, he will be pushed towards the good, ובקויח מייסוב יומיס היצהרה. And through the action, the koyach of this action, he will kill the Yetzirah. Why? Ki achrei hapu'ulois nimshochim halalvavois. Because the heart goes after the maisa. What he's saying over here is that when you do a maisa toiv, it affects your machshava and affects your the way you're thinking. You do a maisa mitzvah, it affects you. You do a maisa avera, or you are involved in doing something which is not a maisa avera, but it's a maisa ra. Even if your machshava and your lev is somewhere else, you, at the end of the day, will be nimshach after that maisa. And he says, I feel a rosh gomel. The minute he does a maisa mitzvah, if he continues with this maisa mitzvah, he will be influenced through the maisa mitzvah. And as time goes along, his pu'ula, his regular day in, day out action, will go after what his maisa was. And the truth of the matter is, this is for off the record, this is Be'etzin the Yesod of why the Lubavitcher Rebbe, one of the Yesod is why he used to go out and put on tefillin. A lot of people are against it, but one of the reasons is, the Metzius is, has shown that the minute a Yid puts on a pair of tefillin, whether he's a goy, whether he's behaving like a goy, the Maisa HaMitzvah will have an effect on him. And that was his shitta all the way down. Do a Maisa Mitzvah, shake a little finestra, put on tzitzis, put on tefillin, even if it's for a few minutes a day, achrei hapu'ulos nimshocha hamaisa. Because if you do a maisa mitzvah once, it has an effect on you. And the metzius is that the lev of a person, the heart and the mind of a person, is nimshach. It gets nimshach from his maisa. When you do a maisa ra, you will get affected by it. You will be influenced. When you do a maisa toiv, your lev and your machshava is influenced by the maisa. And there's hundreds of maisas, taka, of people that were chizah b'tshuva from one small meeting that they had, that they met in a tachan America, either putting on tefillin or shaking a luluf. It was ma'ur in their heart. Something epesah ha'ora took time, but they were chizah b'tshuva. V'afilin yi etzad odom tzadik gomu. Even if you're talking about somebody who's a tzaddik gomu, ulavava yosher tomim, chofitz b'toyra mitzvahs, and he wants to do toyra mitzvahs, in ulay yasek tomid b'dvarim shel doifi, he doesn't say aveira over here, doifi means stupid things. If he will start doing stupid things, at the end of the day, he will lose the cheshek in learning. The moshul, kiyilu toim adarach moshul, sheikhircha melech umano ba'um nuzro. The king was machrich him, pushed him, and appointed him to do some kind of work. It's not a gishmaka work, it's a bad work. Be'emes in kol oski tomid kol ayom ba'isa umnus, if his whole day is around that kind of work, yoshuv lezman min azmanim, even if he was a tzaddik gomor, it will take time. But one day it will have an effect. Leo is Rosh Hagomo. They always say, if you are a kindergarten teacher for years and years, at the end of the day, your mental capacity and your mental understanding will be that age. That's what, there's a saying. There is something in it. Why? Because that's what you're involved of. Ki yadua hadova ve'emes. This is known. That means he's saying it's a fact of life and nothing to do with it's proven. Shekol Adam Nifal Kafi Pulaysov. A person reacts and behaves, the fee his maisim what he does. There's no such thing as saying two different worlds. I can do this, but it doesn't affect me. Dvorim, and he says even on a Rosh, even on a Tzadik Gomer, when he does Dvorim Shel Doifi, if you look at his Lashon, Doifi doesn't mean Ra al Toiv, it doesn't mean good or bad. Doifi can mean stupid things. It'll have an effect. At the end of the day, it will have an effect. Va'al Kein Omr Chachom, he says a Muri Diki Yesod. Chachom, he said, Rotha Amokin, Rebbein Shalom, wanted Lischeis Yisrael to be Mezake Yisrael. Lefikach Hirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvos. He gave them a lot of mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, and learned Torah all day. Why? For one reason. He wanted us to be busy all the time with Dvaran Shal Kedusha, with Dvaran that Ribbono Shel Olam told us to do. Wherever you move, there's another mitzvah. Wherever you go, it's another mitzvah. You walk out the door, there's a mezuzah. Comes a shat, there's a tefillin. You're walking around with tzitzis. It has an effect. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam said, in order to be mezakeh Klal Yisrael, to make sure that I give Klal Yisrael the toiv that I want to give, I've got to fulfill their day 24/7 with different types of mitzvahs, that the whole day should be totally involved in doing Maisa toiv. And at the end of the day, it'll have an effect. Kedei lahatet them kol machshavosom liyosh behem kol askem. The whole asik, the whole day should be totally involved in doing dvaram shel fun Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki mitoch ha'pu'ulos ha'toivim, through doing actions which are good, anachnu nifolim liyosh toivim zeichel chayim, we will automatically become better people. And then he goes on weiter. But that's Chayim Chazal. If somebody has a mezuzah on his door and a tefillin on his head and tzitzis b'bigdo, muftach, that he'll never do an avera. Why? What's the haftocha? Because the person is affected by his maisim. And therefore, when you do a maisa toiv, it's going to have a long time effect. This is the first yisoid I want to discuss. There's more to discuss. I'm going to continue tomorrow. But the first nekuda is, there's no such thing in this world of any action, being toiv, being ra, or whether doifi means stupidity, that doesn't affect me. That doesn't affect me. A person is influenced and affected by every maisa he does. Odom nifal kefi pulaysov. You can be the biggest tzaddik b'machshava. You can have the biggest rotzen b'lev. You can want to do everything right. But if my action is some sort of a stira to what I want to do, you will be affected by the action more than your rotzen and your seichel. Because the metzias of man is, and that's the way Ribbono Shel Olam created us, you are affected by your maisa. There's no such metzias as walking around dressed in a certain way and you're going to turn around and say, I'm not affected. I'm not going into that whole parasha at this point. But that's the metzias. Because you are affected by what you do. Dvaram shel doifi can mean even playing cards, flicking cards for an hour. You can ask me, does it affect me? Does it not affect me? Is it right? Is it wrong? I'm not going into that now. You're asking me, does a person get affected by it? Because I'm involved in shtusim? 100%. Odom nifal kafi pu'loisov. And this is a yisoid gadol all the way down. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam created us, that we have 613 mitzvahs, that our whole day is controlled by different mitzvahs, because we need every minute of the day another maisa to affect us. Whatever we do, bein toiv, bein ra, affects us. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be mezakeh us, l'chai olam habo. He said the best way is hayyis, that the metzias of man is that he's affected by his action. I've got to make sure that they're doing actions of mitzvahs day and night. I give them Torah, I give them wherever they move, every minute of the day there's another mitzvah, whether it's a shachas, mincha, ma'ariv, a tefillin, a mezuzah, a tzitzis, a brocha, an asher yotza, a birchas hamazon, a shahakel. Wherever they move, whatever they can do, is another maisa. It's an action. And it affects you. And that action, odom nifal kefi pu'loisov, a person is affected by the amount of action he does, bein toiv or bein ra. And you can have somebody that will walk through the Beis HaMedrash doors with a rotzen toiv, with the biggest she'ifa. He wants, the biggest want that he's going to make it, if his actions are a stira, somewhere during the day, his actions are a stira to what he wants, he will be affected by his actions more than anything else. Because the most powerful tool on this world is your own Maisa. Adam Nichal Kafi Pu'loisov. I would like to continue this tomorrow at 6 o'clock and go more b'protius into this Nakuda. Besides this, I would like to, on Thursday, the Vad L'Mishmeres Stam, which is a Vad which checks its tefillin, is coming down here to 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and they want whoever wants their tefillin checked and given back the same day, whether you want your parashas checked, whether you want your ritzuos to be blackened, or perhaps some of you have to have ritzuos that have to be changed, or you've been chipped the corners, it's not mamash thing, they are coming down, and whoever shows them their tefillin, I think between 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, he'll be standing here, one of the seferim, and he'll, each person can show him his tefillin, and you'll get it back the same day by night. Kedai, even those who are not negei to shachris, kedai to be here at 9, 10 o'clock to give in your tefillin, if they need checking, it's not mochach. Some of you don't even realize that some of them, bechlal, don't have the ritzuz, which is a halacha meshim sina, have to be black, or not 100% black, they've been rubbed out, or the shal rosh or the shal yad is already, it's not 100% ribua. It's kedai to bring in your tefillin on Thursday. Nachazach, I would like to have a meeting with the first year guys in the Eitz HaSvarim now. We'll continue tomorrow at 6 o'clock.